save your chosen piece. On Hit 92.9.
Weighing in at slightly more than usual, thanks to the wads of cash in her pocket from a successful side hustle, welcome the 4-0 record blonde Ebony Bomber Bridges. Let's get ready to rumble.
Y'all ready for this?
Hi, Ebony.
Hey, I feel like I'm walking out to a fight.
Right? Get you pumped up. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm awake.
Mate, what's it like to make headlines for a cheeky side hustle? And I mean cheeky in every sense of the word.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's good. You know, it's a bit of exposure. But I had something very similar, but it was more global. Went global about six weeks ago when the first thing happened, you know.
Mm. Yep.
But Australia, you know, they're a little behind.
We are a little. We're in a pandemic.
We got the second wave in Australia, but So it's just hit headlines here now. So it's crazy. It's been a crazy few days.
Okay, so this creepy side project that you've got is it selling pictures of your socks or selling your socks that you've worn?
Both of them.
Okay. So, now, did I read that you made $4,000 off a picture of your socks on
the in a month?
Yeah. Over the last couple of weeks. Yeah. But that's also from so I sell my actual used dirty socks from training for $1,000. And I've sold a couple of them. I sell pictures of my socks on the floor, like just on the floor, not even on my feet, for like $100, $150.
So dirty
socks though. They're gonna be dirty.
These people aren't after like nudes or anything. They're literally just after dirty socks.
Man, there's some weird fetishes out there.
Dirty socks or even dirty shoes, but they have to be dirty, and it has to be like the first time I sent a picture. I put the socks like nice, so you can see the brand and stuff. And they're like, no, can you please turn them upside down so I can see the dirty bottoms?
Oh,
hey, does it freak and you out sometimes? Yes, like when you're talking to these guys?
I don't talk to them. I literally just say, here's my PayPal. If you want a picture, it's $100, $150. If you want my socks, it's $1,000, but they're all British, so it's all in pounds.
So what you're saying is you only talk in dollars.
Yeah. Literally. No, 100%.
Ebony,
And I mean, it's like for me, it's a joke. Like, I mean, I'm just like, it's literally a joke. So I'm not there to like talk them and sell to them. Like, honestly, I give them my PayPal. I'm like, if you want to buy, don't F me around. Like, here's my PayPal. Put the money in. As soon as you get the money, then you get the picture, or you get, give me your address and I send it out. Like,
make them pay first.
I'm definitely not there to like entertain them. Like, it's just, and if they don't pay me, I don't really care, because it's just, for me, it's just still just a joke.
Yeah. Ebony,
I've got a job. I've got two jobs already, so I don't really, you know.
Do they ever send you like an update of what they do with your socks or with the picture or?
No.
Why would you want an update?
No, she wouldn't want an update. But these guys, if they're going to the trouble of reaching out to her because they want pictures or her dirty socks. Yeah. Then there's a fair old chance that some of them might be lobbing in there after the fact and going, this is what I got up to.
No, but I'm sure I've got a lot of, like, obviously I've got a huge following. My fan base, my main fan base is in the UK, and we all joke about it. And, everyone on my feed and my tweets is always having a laugh about what they think they're doing for socks. And
So, mate, you've moved into the world of sock selling. What else have you been hit up for? What are some of those creeps out there after?
They asked me. I know I've had some people that ask me, oh, can I get your feet? But I haven't done that because this is so weird. But for me now, so showing my feet like without socks on them or just like nude feet is like selling nudes to me. I feel really awkward about it, so I haven't yet sold actual pictures of my feet.
Oh, really?
That does make me feel a bit uncomfortable. But, like, the socks on the floor, I'm not fussed about.
Yeah.
But obviously, panties. But that's, I wouldn't be doing. I've got a line that I draw.
Yeah.
Panties.
They ask me for my tights, my training tights, training tights. But I mean, I like my tights. I don't want to give them away.
How many pairs of socks have you sold? Like, have you given away? Or sold, just, I should say, not given away.
Yeah, just two pairs. So that's like $2,000 because it's £500 each.
Right, right.
And then the pictures, sometimes I'll sell a couple of pictures a day. Like, I mean, it's...
You're making bank. I like it.
Yeah, like the pictures, like the literally, and it's the same picture.
I know people. I know people are driving along right now, just going, "What can I sell? Like, what can? Yeah. How can
Mate,
I make
I
bank off
this? I will
sell
used panties.
Yeah.
I will wear a thong up my nutter bag and sell it.
When it initially went viral on Twitter, because it went, like, it was about 6 weeks ago, it went global. So, like, you know, there's heaps of articles. It went into, like, 25 different countries.
Yeah.
I had, like, a lot of UFC fighters and professional boxers overseas in the UK and, like, even America retweeting my tweet. Because I made a tweet saying, oh, I love my British fans, you know. I just sold a pair of my socks for £500 and, you know, for me to send it to my dirty socks to send to, you know, the UK. You know, you guys are the best, blah, blah, blah. And then I had obviously some famous UFC fighters and boxers to retweet my thing saying, hey, I've got like a dirty jock strap if you want that, but I'll sell it for a lot less. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, 500 yeah. pounds, don't worry, I'll give it to you for 100.
All right.
So it was, yeah.
Ebony, look, if there's anybody listening right now who's got this weird fetish and would like to reach out, where can they find you?
You can get me on Instagram at Ebony, E-B-A-N-I-E underscore Bridges, yep. Or on Twitter at, again, Ebony Bridges.
I just
or the Blonde Bomber.
Request.
Just,
yeah. just a fair of socks, please, right?
To be honest, girlfriend, I thought you were going to give us your PayPal details.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I'll put it up there. I might put it in my bio.
We've got a mystery box prize here that we're giving away at the end of the year. So, you know, we might lob those in there.
You can get my next fight socks.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
you're
awesome. From
them. All right, mate. We'll reach out. Good on you, Ebony. Thanks for being a good sport. Thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Take care, girlfriend.
Good. Have a good day.
Bye.
See ya. Bye. Save your toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.